Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that foot pronation is not associated with increased injury risk in novice runners wearing neutral shoes. Among runners, foot pronation is believed to be a strong predictor for athletic injury. While certain athletic shoes are commonly prescribed for individuals with pronated or supinated feet, there has been conflicting evidence to support this. Therefore, Nielsen and colleagues completed a prospective cohort study to investigate if running distance to first running-related injury varies between foot postures in novice runners wearing neutral shoes. The investigators recruited participants through posters and mailings distributed to local companies to target individuals interested in taking up running. Potential participants were excluded if they participated in another sport for more than 4 hours per week, used insoles during training, were pregnant, reported a history of strokes, heart disease, or chest pain during training, or were unwilling to participate in the study. Investigators classified over 1,800 feet from 927 participants into one of five foot group postures based on their foot posture index score. These groups included highly supinated, supinated, neutral, pronated, or highly pronated feet. The investigators issued neutral running shoes and a GPS watch to the participants and instructed participants to upload data from every training session. If an injury occurred, participants contacted the research team and they scheduled an appointment for a clinical examination. The investigators classified injury as either running-related or other. At a one-year follow-up, the investigators found no differences among highly supinated, supinated, pronated, and highly pronated feet when compared to neutral feet with regards to injury rates at different distances from 0 to 500 kilometers. Conversely, pronated feet were less likely to sustain an injury per 1,000 kilometers of running than compared to neutral feet. Overall, the investigators found that a person with a pronated foot in a neutral shoe was less likely to incur an injury compared to neutral feet in the same shoe. Unfortunately, this was not the case for other foot types, such as supinated or highly pronated feet. During evaluation, when clinicians observe foot type, they should also evaluate the athlete's shoe type and condition to better advise the patient with regards to proper footwear. Since the current study only used neutral shoes, it is difficult to only recommend neutral shoes to patients as future research may find that other shoe types may be more beneficial. Furthermore, the data in the current study leaves the door open for other foot types to be paired with an equally effective type of shoe. This is where future research can greatly impact injury prevention. Currently, only part of the puzzle is complete. More research should take a look to focus on different levels of running experience and other types of shoes. Conceivably, one can see a gold standard of shoe type that is recommended based on an athlete's foot type and level of running experience. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post introduced the American Heart Association's new consensus statement on improving CPR outcomes. And the second post introduced the National Athletic Trainers Association's new position statement regarding conservative management and prevention of ankle sprains in athletes. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a summary of data presented at this year's American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine's annual meeting that suggested that limited shoulder range of motion may be a predictor for elbow injuries in Major League Baseball pitchers. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.